We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your host, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? On Friday night after we went to the spring training game, Scott and I recorded a podcast. We tried to get fancy with it, though, and we also did a Periscope. What happened was the normal audio file did not record correctly for us, so all we have is the audio from the Periscope. Maybe you guys were watching it and have already seen it, but I'm sure a lot of you were not watching. So the quality of the audio is a little bit lesser, but we thought it's still good stuff, and we wanted you guys to hear it. It also cuts out abruptly at the end, but we didn't really record much after that. So we hope you enjoy it. What's up, everybody? This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show. This is the first time we're doing a live for us Bronx Pinstripe Show. Scott and I are in the same room. We're at spring training in Tampa, in a very shady neighborhood in Tampa, Florida. This is the 62nd Bronx Pinstripe Show. Do you know who number 62 is, Scott?
I have an idea who you're going for, but who? Why don't you tell me?
Jabba.
I thought so.
The big Jabba himself, number 62. Poor Jabba, because I feel like Yankee fans hate him now.
I don't think Yankee fans hate him.
I think they do.
I think there's an absolute understanding of what happened to Jabba. Because we all know what Jabba could have been. We know what he was the first year he came up.
What he should have been.
Right. Could have, should have. To me, it's the same thing.
No.
Well, with excluding the Yankees. But anyway, the fact that he came up and was so dominant, and he was like the guy that we needed to come, right?
He was the saving grace, because the Yankees had not had any prospects come up from the minor league system pretty much since Alfonso Soriano. And Jabba comes up, and there we go. We have a prospect. It's awesome.
Well, and he threw
a pitch. He can throw 97 miles an hour. He has a hook. He has a nasty hook slider, and he's striking people out. He's kind of fat and funny looking.
That was a big deal. The fact that he threw hard and he was
like
he was an exciting. I'm trying to fix the Periscope thing.
So for everybody listening, Scott and I have been trying to figure out technology for about 45 minutes now. Because this is the first time we're not recording on Skype, it's throwing a wrench into everything. We're Periscoping. And we're doing the show live here, recording normally in the room. So we're trying to figure it out. Scott is screwing the Periscope up. For everybody watching on Periscope, I'm extremely sorry. Blame it on Scott. Now he really screwed it up. So this is the 62nd Bronx Pinstripe Show. Jabba Chamberlain. We're moving past that. Scott, how's your Cuban Missile Crisis of a stomach situation going on?
It's getting better. It's getting better. So we're in Tampa, and apparently there's a very large Cuban contingent, and the Cuban food is like the thing to do. So that's what we did. We went to do Cuban food, and I'm slowly paying the price for it.
Scott got something tonight that it looked good.
It sounded really good.
The waitress sold it to you.
Yeah.
But I could tell looking at it that everything on the plate, there was about 9 different foods on the plate. They all tasted the same.
Yeah. The problem was there was like a whole bunch of black beans in the middle, and I started like shifting the black beans into the rest of it.
So, yeah.
So I had no idea, like 10 minutes into my meal, I had no idea what anything was anymore. So yeah, it all was hitting the same place at one time.
And is this the first time you've had Cuban food?
No, I've had Cuban food before. Cuban Press is like my go-to at like one of the sports bars that I go to, and they have like a phenomenal Cuban Press.
I don't even know if
there was jus sauce and like that whole deal.
I don't think I had Cuban food tonight.
You had fish, though. That's the thing.
It had like a Cuban flair, but I don't think it was
Cuban food.
How do you know? Because it was on the Cuban menu.
So, end of facto, it's Cuban? It was on the menu.
We were at a Cuban restaurant.
We also had fried calamari.
We were at a Cuban restaurant, so that means I ate Cuban food.
All right. I mean, yeah. It was on the menu at a Cuban restaurant.
It was funny. We were at the restaurant, and the people next to us, at the table next to us, look at us and go, "Were you guys at the game today?" And we're like, "The Yankee game?" They're like, "Yeah, we were sitting behind you. You were the ones constantly taking pictures." Yeah, that does sound like us. So apparently, the people sitting next to us at the restaurant were also here on a weekend vacation at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we were apparently annoying people at the game today.
I don't think we were annoying. I think it was just they were noticing the fact that we were taking. I mean, we periscoped half the game, a good amount of it, and then we were taking it. I mean, I was taking a ridiculous
five. We had great seats, five rows up from the Yankees dugout.
Yeah, that was a good time. And I got one of those memory cards that was, I had the capacity of 14,000 pictures.
Right.
So, and 49 hours of HD video. So
14,000 pictures, that should last you a while, and you're never going to use that many pictures in your entire life.
No, I will never ever use that.
So it's a waste of money.
No, it's the video is what I was going for.
Okay.
It was the amount of video. But we didn't even use that camera. So
we were feet away from El Duque, who was in the dugout.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, who is massive. We're gonna talk about him.
Even bigger. I mean, when you see this dude in person, he's just immense. When you see him lined up to other professional athletes, he's immense.
He doesn't look like he belongs in the NFL body size, not MLB.
Right.
Who else was in the dugout? Nathan Eovaldi, who I had to restrain you from.
Yeah.
You almost ran at him and lunged at him. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was cool though. His bodyguard told me I was good. We had the 50 feet, so I was fine. But yeah, I mean, everybody was there. It was not a split squad. Everybody who wasn't playing. There were a couple guys that we did not see. Two guys that we wanted to see that we did not see. We saw everybody else besides Ref Snyder and Mateo. Those are the two guys we did not see in person. A little disappointing on that, but honestly, you can't be disappointed when you see the amount of guys that we saw.
We saw pretty much a starting lineup.
Yeah.
Ellsbury, Teixeira, A-Rod, Castro, Didi, Headley.
And then Judge. It was like 2008, McCann. 2017.
Tanaka was on the mound.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of the starters, so it was very good. You've been now to two spring training games.
Yeah. So, I think I said this in the last one, but I've been to a whole bunch of Dodgers spring training games because when I was a kid, we used to go to the Vero Beach, and that's where the Dodgers trained. But this was, and I've been to Yankees spring training games when they were the Fort Lauderdale Yankees, but this is the first time I've ever been to Tampa and this facility and the whole deal. So, yeah. Thursday was the first one. Had a whole bunch of problems getting off the damn plane, getting a rental car, and I missed Eovaldi's start. Really pissed me off. But I saw everybody else. I saw Chapman. I was watching Chapman get it, warm up. I have some good pictures of him in the bullpen.
So Chapman, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking forward to this.
Right.
He wasn't very good, though.
He was so wild. He hit two guys. The first guy he hit, it like grazed the batter, grazed the catcher, and full bore nailed the umpire. Umpire took the brunt of it.
Could you tell, though, that he was throwing like 100?
It felt hard. Yeah. There was no gun in the stadium.
It felt hard. So you could feel it in your loins.
There was just... See, I think the biggest thing, I didn't realize this. I think it was Rich who wrote an article about this or reported on this after there was big talks of like the size of Chapman himself. Like, he's a bigger guy than you
expect.
Well,
did he come out? Wasn't there the article that he might be the best athlete?
Yeah, that was the same one. So he's actually he just looks like an athlete, and he's not a small dude. He's a big guy, but like super athletic. He just looks the part. And when he goes out there, you definitely can tell he's throwing harder than everybody else. So it was just. He's just an imposing figure, I think. Just his kind of his being, you can just tell that the guy's an athlete and throws hard. But yeah, he was wild. He was really wild. He did not have a good outing. Not a great start. But again, it's spring. And
he's got now the
now
extra,
he's got
an extra month to figure it out. So I feel like Chapman. This is what I would do if I were Chapman, because it's like you got an extension on a test or on a paper.
Right.
If you're Chapman, so you're just gonna procrastinate the hell out of it. And, I don't need to get ready now until late.
But this guy's a world-class athlete. I mean,
I'm trying to put myself physically. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Chapman.
So throwing-wise, he probably didn't take much stock in his performance.
I'm trying to put it, because I can't put myself in the shoes of an athlete because I'm not a professional athlete. So I'm trying to think, like, how can I equate it to something else? And it's as if I have to prepare for a test, and I was supposed to take the test on April 1st, but now I don't have to take the test till May 1st.
Right.
So I'm just going to delay everything, and I feel like that's probably what Chapman is doing. He doesn't need to ramp up yet.
I mean, nobody needs to ramp up yet. It's the second week in spring training.
Guys were ramped up today.
Well, the guys that are trying to make the team. See, there's a different... this is the thing with spring training. Like, you got to divide it between, like, who the guys are and what their role is and what they're trying to prove, right? There are guys that are trying to tune up Tanaka. Tanaka's the guy that's trying to tune up. You got guys like Chapman who are going in there. He's got maybe a little bit more of a tune-up. He wants to show the Yankee fans because they haven't seen him yet on what he can do. Then you have guys like, Nick Rumbolo or Ben Gamble or who made an unbelievable catch on Thursday. Like, one of the best catches I've seen in person. It was a phenomenal catch. And by the way, he is Nate McLeod. He's like identical, same player, looks like the dude, same guy. But so, you know what I mean? Like, there's guys there for different reasons. Right. Some people know they're not making the team, but they have to make that mark on the coaching staff, on the rest of the players, on the fans. So there's different agendas, I think, for different people.
I agree. So we're here in Tampa. This is the first time that either of us are at Yankee spring training. So far, my favorite thing about Yankee spring training baseball is the fact that the beer is cheaper. $6 beer refills, which you don't get.
The refills is a big deal.
Yeah, so if you get a souvenir cup beer, which originally is like $12.
And let's get something straight. The souvenir cups at Yankee Stadium last year were terrible. They were flimsy. They sucked. This the spring training souvenir cup is like a keeper.
Yeah, it's solid. It's solid plastic.
Like a thick plastic.
You can put that in the dishwasher multiple times.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I have a souvenir cup from like 98.
That's the one I have. So the 98 one is my favorite one ever. I have that one. I put it in the. That was part of my Yankees promo giveaways.
But I feel like as we've gotten older,
promos and souvenir cups have gotten shittier.
Right.
Yeah. It's an opposite correlation.
They're too flimsy, and I need some thickness to my cup for it to be a keeper. Yeah. I can't have it be like
Scott needs thickness.
I need thickness to my keepers.
So $6 beer refills, very key.
Yeah.
But the best part is the $3 post game Bud Lights at the Walgreens deck. That's the shit.
The Walgreens deck, yeah. It was a smaller beer though.
You can get it was.
It was probably 12, half
12 ounces.
How many ounces was the souvenir?
I would say 20.
So it's almost the same price, pretty close to the refill.
That was like I remember when the Red Sox. So they had a big thing. After they finished in last place, like 3 out of 4 years, everyone was bitching about how their prices are too high. So they reduced the price of souvenirs and concessions, and they reduced the price of beer. But what they didn't mention is that they reduced it by 2 ounces as well. So it was the same dollar per ounce. And as soon as people figured that out, they went apeshit.
Did it take them a long time to figure it out? A bunch of degenerates in Boston.
Days, couple days.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, the $6 refills was a big deal. It was $8 for a regular beer and then the $6 refills.
I think this is a long way of saying that we're kind of inebriated right now.
A little bit.
Went out to the Cuban food. Scott has a little bit of a situation.
Especially getting a little bit. I'm trying to drink this beer.
We got some wine. We had a nice time in, what was it called? Ybor City. Which we learned was also kind of the gay part of the city.
And it ended up, well, I don't think it's like, I think it just happens, stance that half of it is.
We were talking.
But it's also, it's weird because it's also like the bar area where all like, everybody who goes out to the bar goes there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was a cool.
We got a recommendation. So
it was like 10 blocks.
Yeah, it's not far from where we are.
No, I mean 10 blocks of bars and restaurants.
Right.
It was a big area.
Per recommendation of the owner of this fine establishment that we're staying in.
In the hood.
Yeah. Very.
Doors are locked. Blinds are closed.
Interesting neighborhood.
Yeah, transitional neighborhood.
Last night when I arrived in my Uber, I quickly got out of the car, ran to the door, knocked furiously. Scott opened the door.
Luckily, I wasn't passed out.
Yeah, ran inside. It's an interesting neighborhood. It's up and coming, I think is a nice way of saying it.
Sure. There's nowhere to go.
Maybe in 15 years it'll be nice.
I mean, there's a paddle boarder next to us. Some chick who runs a paddle boarding company. There's another renovated house next to us there. The house itself is nice. Like, it's very...
The house is nice.
Yeah, she redid it. She did a very nice job. It's a good place. I mean...
We have yet to try out the Gyro Heaven restaurant down the street.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's instant marks of where you are, and the bail bonds, the coin laundry, the gyro place, the Chinese food and fried chicken.
It's like, do you remember that Chappelle skit?
Yeah.
Gun store, liquor store.
I'm in the hood. Yeah.
We're in kind of the ghetto of Tampa, but it's close to Yankee spring training.
It's cool though. Everybody's been nice. We've been making nice. Everybody's been friendly.
But we went to Ybor City, which was per recommendation of the woman who owns this house. It was a very nice area. It just so happens to be the most gay area of Tampa. Not that it's like, I didn't find that it was any more gay.
It felt like a normal area, honestly.
Yeah, like we talked to a local and he was like, oh, this is the gay area. I'm like, seems pretty normal to me.
Yeah, it didn't seem different.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Pretty much any normal neighborhood in the Northeast was this neighborhood.
Yeah, it didn't feel any different than any. It felt like a bar area. Yeah. I was in Nashville a few months ago, and that was what I told you. It kind of felt like the main drag of Nashville. Felt very similar to that. There were a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants. It was cool. A lot of Yankee fans walking around.
There was also some sort of St. Patrick's thing going on. Patrick's Day thing.
Well, early.
We saw a guy in a kilt. St. Patrick's Day is not for another week, so he's a little early on the whole thing. We didn't know where he was going, though.
I think he was where he was going. He was at the bars.
He was just wandering.
Yeah, he's just wearing green because he was happy about it. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to be there for St. Patrick's Day, so I'm going to make today my St. Patrick's Day.
What'd you think of George Steinbrenner Field, used to be Legends Field?
I liked it. It's got a... We were so close to the players today that... And
by the way, can I thank you for getting those ridiculous seats?
Yeah, man. My pleasure. I'm glad it worked out. And funny enough, if you guys know everything about the ticket situation that's happening, I got them off StubHub.
The but, last Yankees tickets on StubHub that will ever be purchased.
But you can actually... So all the security and all the people that work at the stadium are—it just seems like they're all locals or just like retired people who work there. It's just like an older crowd who's run security and they're doing it as just kind of a fun job, and that kind of makes it awesome because there's no real strictness of going down like to a lower level and to wait by the field to get like an autograph or get a good picture because I mean we were five rows back but we went up to the first row. Almost every other inning to get good pictures and to try to interact with the players.
Everybody's laid back.
Yeah. It's an older crowd though.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of old people.
Right.
We were doing fan interviews before the game and we quickly noticed that the average age was probably like 68 years old.
Yeah.
Retired.
Yeah. I mean that makes a lot of sense though for where we are.
Yeah. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. As far as the field goes, very nice. Right across, shared the same parking lot as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium.
Yeah.
I think that Steinbrenner Field used to be Legends Field. I find the whole thing interesting with the Tampa Rays and how the Yankees, I feel like more people care about Yankee spring training than Tampa Bay Rays baseball.
They do. I don't think it's a dispute.
Yeah.
I think that's why there's such a problem there. I never really understood that. And the fact that they don't even play in Tampa, they play in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. They play in another town. And it's just funny because that the Yankees do own Tampa. I mean, it's Jeterman is home in Tampa. Like, these guys, that's where they are in the offseason. Tampa is...
Our Uber driver today was from New York. He was a Yankees fan.
Everybody down here is from New York, it seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody retires down here.
The Rays, take my advice, Tampa Rays, Tampa Bay Devil Rays. You're still the Devil Rays to me. Get the hell out of Tampa.
Yeah, you really need to.
Go somewhere else. I don't know where they should go.
Leave Central Florida, where spring training is, where all the teams go. This just doesn't make sense.
Tons of Orioles fans there today.
And on Thursday, there were twice as many Blue Jays fans as there were Orioles fans today.
So, how new were their hats? How fresh were their jerseys?
The which ones?
The Blue Jays.
New fans.
I don't even know. We're getting people yelling at me for looking at the chat. All right, go ahead. We're looking at the chat again, so keep chiming in. I'll pay attention to it.
Do we have questions?
I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention. I've been trying.
That was your one job, was to look at the Periscope.
How many drinks have you had? This is Justin. Two drinks, obviously, Mr. Officer.
One bottle of wine counts as one drink, right?
Yeah. But no, I agree.
Pay attention.
It was cool. The whole stadium itself, I thought it was a good experience. And you know what we did is we took the whole stadium in, and I think that's what you should do. If you go to the game, 2 times 7 equals 14. Go do the whole complex, because they have all the cool, you know, all the plaques are there from all the guys at Monument Park.
Retired numbers.
All the retired numbers, and there's a really cool statue of Steinbrenner there.
So that was one of my favorite parts. Is in front of the stadium, they have a statue of George Steinbrenner. It was named Steinbrenner Field after he died in 2010. Did he die? Something like that. It was Legend Field, but they have the Steinbrenner statue, and then right behind him, they have all of the sort of plaques, like the monuments, out in like a sort of a green area.
Yeah.
Then you walk up the stairs and you get into the stadium. It's pretty small.
Yeah, I mean, it's two levels.
You were saying how you were surprised at how small it was.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't write. I mean, you have to remember it's also a minor league park. So
what do you figure, 10,000 people?
Maybe right around there. Maybe 14.
Yeah, at most.
Yeah, because there's not a bad seat.
It's all one. I wouldn't even call it a second level. It's all part of the same thing.
It's just the concourse that goes all the way across. There's a lower and an upper. That's it.
Right, but it's not. You don't have to go up an escalator or anything like that. It's just it's all in the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Nice stadium. Left field kind of smelled weird, but that's what.
JT Magden asked me how many times I yelled Ref Schneider during the game.
Zero. But he did yell Evaldi a few times, because Evaldi was bullshitting with teammates right in front of us.
Yeah,
I was thinking about connecting.
It was kind of a tease. It was kind of a tease.
I was thinking about going up to
him. He was right there. He was right there, and I just, you know, this is what the players do. The players ignore the people behind you, unless for the most
part. And I tried to get so many
foul balls. They do this. That's just what they do.
Anytime the end of an inning and the first baseman, like Teixeira, or somebody had a ball, or Ackley, I'm jumping up and down.
Well, guess what? That's why you didn't get the ball. I didn't want to tell you.
I never caught a foul ball.
I understand. But they see a grown ass man in the stands going, "Yeah, I'm a ball," and they're like that guy's not getting the ball.
I'm still a kid. I'm still a kid, Scott.
But you're a grown man, and they're gonna give the kid the ball.
They didn't though.
No, they did. The kid got three balls. Yeah. The one kid in the area got three balls. Screw that kid.
But Scott was all about Evaldi. I was thinking about going up to Evaldi, yelling at him, and being like, "Hey, your biggest fan is here / stalker is here," but I decided not to.
So you're getting a lot of likes when I was talking about how much of a little kid you were trying to be, and how embarrassing it was embarrassing, to tell you the truth.
Who's liking that?
I can't tell. I just see them flowing in.
Any more questions from Periscope?
No, it's just Justin and Rich.
Two people on?
No, there's only 15 people on, but Justin and Rich are the only ones talking shit.
Other people ask questions, and we'll attempt to answer them. We did get to see
Let's talk about some people on the field.
Aaron Judge.
Let's talk about the Yankees. Yeah.
So there was a play in the second inning where the ball was thrown past the first baseman. There was runners on base.
It was a dribbler. McCann.
It wasn't McCann. It was Tanaka. Didn't he throw it?
That was McCann.
Whatever. Threw it wild past the first baseman. Judge was backing up in right field, fielded the ball. There was a guy who was going to score from second base, and as soon as the ball went out to Judge, I was like, show off that arm because I know he's got a cannon.
You're like, run, please run.
He picked it up and threw an absolute...
He hesitated, though. He was like, run. Though. He was like, run.
He was daring.
Run, do it. Go.
Do it, throw it now.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Threw an absolute missile on a line to McCann, hit him in the chest.
Yeah, above the chest. It was a laser.
You have to see Judge in person to realize how much of a freak he is. He's like 6'8",
250.
He's huge.
Oh, he's all of 250.
He looks like he belongs on a football field.
His shoulders are just...
He looks like a man among boys, and these are professional athletes who are big people.
But then when you see him, he looks like he's like 15 years old.
His
like,
face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like a baby face.
He so, looks super young. But he's got a can.
Yeah, his arm, there's no doubt about it.
I can't wait until he's
playing Major League. I know. It's exciting. It really is. And everybody there has like has a certain buzz about him. I mean, we were talking to just doing the interviews beforehand. Judge was a guy who came up, and he's exciting. He's just, I mean, first of all, you see a guy that's that big. He's a beast, exactly. 6'7", 275. I don't think he's 275. So
who's that?
So I don't know. So I missed the name. Someone said 275. But
I'm going to look it up.
I think he's 250.
Power of the internet, Scott.
He's not 275. He's like, he's super lean. Like, the guy's just, he probably has like 5% body fat.
So this says 230.
Yeah, so there's no way it's 275.
He's also probably heavier than 230.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying 240, 250. He's listed at
275. I was 230 when I graduated college.
Rich is saying he's listed at 275. There's no possible way.
No, he's not 275.
You're getting into like a left guard if you're 275. Like, those tight ends aren't 275, right?
But really, who cares?
I'm just saying, in general, just if you're looking at like different people. Anyway, the dude is that the most impressive part about the fact that he is 7'8", 375 is what someone else said. Yes. That's where I
should. He's 12 feet tall and 10,000 pounds.
But the most impressive part about that whole thing is that how athletic he is at that size.
Yeah.
Like that, you don't see guys that athletic at that size because what do you do with like that much of a person?
You can just tell he's different than other players. So you're excited because you know that he can be special.
Right.
So finally the Yankees have players coming up who are special.
And that's a guy who can be real special.
Yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Like, across the major leagues.
Yeah. I mean, he can be an icon for the Yankees because he's, more than his talent, he's just his physical presence.
And he's homegrown.
Yeah. Will make him an icon for the Yankees. Wearing number 99,
he needs to love it. And the fact that there's all the Yankee numbers that are retired and that are iconic are so low, he goes to the very, very top, like as high as he could possibly go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to keep that.
We'll see.
He's very marketable.
He's
too.
Most likely not.
And it's like a linebacker.
He's most likely not going to really make an impact this year.
No.
But next year, 2017, he should be at starting right fielder opening day. That would be my guess.
Everybody knows that, including Carlos Beltran.
Well, yeah. What does Beltran care?
No, I'm saying everybody. It's known. He's the guy. Unless there's just a terrible season he has in AAA, he's the guy coming up. Even if he has a mediocre season, they're gonna try to give him the job next year. Because they have to see what he has.
Anything else on the field that you saw you want to talk about? How did Tanaka look, in your opinion?
I think Tanaka looked good. I think he was working on things. I mean, you made a couple comments about not being able to put people away.
His slider, I could have hit his slider.
Well, I don't think you could have hit a slider.
No, I was smoking
it out in a race.
Thank you for bringing this up. So, we'll get back to Tanaka, but at some point during the game, like sixth inning, Scott and I were walking around, and you know that the Yankees put in that hill in the back of the complex where players are using it for endurance. A-Rod was running up the hill. And Scott, because he saw A-Rod running slowly up the hill, thought he could now beat A-Rod in a race. And Scott's using the excuse that A-Rod's a 40-year-old man. Of course I can beat him in a race. Meanwhile, Scott, you're pushing 40 yourself.
I'm not pushing 40. I'm 35 years old, which means I'm halfway from 30 to 40.
You're closer to 40 than you are 30.
It's true. I will be 36 in June.
Right. So I still think A-Rod can beat you in a race from first to third.
I really don't believe it. He is so slow. He looks like he's running in quicksand.
He's a professional athlete.
I don't give a shit. So is an offensive lineman. You tell me an offensive lineman can beat me in a race? He's a professional athlete also.
I would argue an offensive lineman could probably beat you in a race.
Right,
that's like a short distance race.
That's ludicrous. I have good short speed.
It's when I start having to run distance.
What's your 40, I start heaving. What's your 40 time?
I don't know, but we could do it.
What are people saying on
we Periscope? We could do it in the street in the hood right people, now if you want to.
What are people saying on Periscope?
I don't know, but Justin says. See, Rich is telling me. Rich says that I could beat A-Rod. Rich is saying that.
If Rich is saying you could beat A-Rod, then you can probably beat A-Rod because nobody is a bigger A-Rod fan than Rich. Rich, seriously,
I would be God in the race.
I don't think he. Rich, come on, be real.
And the other thing Justin was asking me is if we recorded the podcast, if I hit record, which made me paranoid, so I went over to look. The record button is pressed, but like nothing's moving, so I don't know if it's recording. It says it is. I see moving when I talk.
God damn you.
But the lines aren't moving. So we'll see.
Thanks. You have a great,
Justin picks me too.
You have a
greatness. I got two people.
You have a greatness band on this microphone, yet you're not displaying greatness when it comes to technology.
But we don't know. We might be recording right now. We'll see.
So two people say you can be A-Rod?
Yes. You're the only person who thinks I can't beat A-Rod, and I think that's just because you're jealous.
I don't think you can beat me, never mind A-Rod.
We can go out to the streets right now.
Tomorrow.
We can go out to the streets right now and settle this. We can Periscope that. I got a freaking tripod that I hold.
Do people forget that A-Rod was a stolen base machine when he was younger?
Yeah,
but
10 years ago.
Doesn't matter. He's still.
It does matter.
He's still faster than
you. No, these things do matter. That's where you're wrong.
Who else on the Yankees could you beat in a foot race?
McCann.
Yes.
Teixeira.
Yes.
Possibly Headley.
I think if you think you could beat Headley, then I think A-Rod's faster than Headley.
I think Headley and A-Rod would be close. I think A-Rod is a lot slower. Yeah, CC I could definitely beat.
Now, what about post-rehab CC?
Post-rehab, well, he's back on the Captain Crunch, which gives him some protein.
No, he's not. Okay. Protein? There's no protein in Captain Crunch. It's all sugar.
Well, okay, instant protein. Instant, like,
he's been on, he's on a vegan diet now.
He looks bigger. He doesn't look like the real skinny.
No, he's back to skinny CC.
No, look at pictures of skinny CC.
He's back.
He's not skinny CC anymore.
He's skinny CC.
Okay, if you're on Periscope, tell me if he's skinny CC or like in between CC, because he's not sitting. Skinny CC looks sickly. He's not like that anymore. He looks healthy.
All right. Yeah. Could you beat Beltran?
That would be close, because I think Beltran could turn on still.
So could A-Rod. I think A-Rod and Beltran are the same.
A-Rod hops too much.
They're both the same A-Rod, as far as like made, age and injury.
You made in between versus in between CC. So it's like medium CC.
Skinny fat CC.
Yeah. So, someone said I could be Beltran too. I don't know if I could be Beltran. I feel like Beltran's still more athletic. I think Beltran can be more athletic in bursts than A-Rod can. I agree that I would smoke A-Rod, and that's someone with an A-Rod name. A-Rod is their handle. Thank you.
Could you be...
Look, I'm pretty fast. I'm not going to lie.
Could you be Joe Girardi?
Ooh.
Joe Girardi's got, like, in better shape since he retired.
See, I think Joe Girardi would smoke A-Rod, I think.
Joe Girardi has the biggest forearms I've ever seen.
I think Girardi is sneaky athletic, sneaky fast now.
Do you remember that triple in
96? He's definitely faster now than
you. Do you remember that triple in 96? He was fast. You're getting a phone call.
That's my wife. I'm calling a little bit.
She watching the Periscope?
I don't know. But no, Girardi's pretty fast now, I think. He looks fast.
Could you be?
He's got those short, choppy steps, you know what I mean? Like, he's got a good start. But I have a good start too. Like my first step is pretty fast.
We're talking about first to third. That's
fine. I can run the bases too. I know the angles. Yeah, I'm good.
A-Rod will beat you on the angles though.
It's one angle. It's like you gotta know the angles or you don't. Sound like you could be better at those angles than me.
How can we actually test this?
Test what?
Test if you could beat him. I think we need to next time.
We need to do like a SportsCenter Rich Eisen thing where they time me.
What's that called? What are those called?
I don't know, but you like intertwine the video.
Like the extra stats or something like that?
Whatever, we'll just overlay the video.
Next time A-Rod runs first to third,
we need to record it
and time it, and then you need to.
And then I'll run, and then we'll.
But you can't be a straight line, it needs to be.
No, it'll be first to third, and we'll record it, and then we'll mesh the video. So it's like, you know, Rich Eisen running in the suit, sports science, yeah. We'll run, like, Rich Eisen's running in the suit. And do I need to wear a suit? I don't need to wear a suit. I don't wear suits, so that's not realistic.
You need to wear a baseball uniform. Okay. High socks. Everything needs to be the same.
I got old baseball uniforms in the closet somewhere.
Could you have beat Jeter in his last season?
Maybe you would have been close.
But I feel
probably
like,
not. Probably
I feel
not.
Like Jeter and A-Rod. Jeter in his last season.
No, I think Jeter would have smoked A-Rod.
I don't think so.
I did. I don't think I could. I think Jeter would have beat me. Jeter was still an athlete at the end.
What about Paul O'Neill in his last season?
I don't remember that far back.
Stole, I can't he remember stole 20 bases.
I can't. Well, then probably not. I can't remember what I ate for lunch 2 days ago.
What we were?
Brooks. Justin said that we should have a Bronx Pinstripes Combine.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
But not the normal combine, like stupid.
No, it needs to be a baseball combine.
Yeah, like
first to third.
Do you remember the Tom Amanski videos?
It needs to be what I do with my little leaguers, AAU
national champions.
What I do with my little leaguers
drills, where you scoop it into the bucket and you do the little crow hop and all that stuff.
You guys don't want this. I do this with my little leaguers. We do the first to home. We do the home to first. We do home to second. Home to third. Home to home, we record them all, we make it a competition, then we do bucket throws from the outfield. We can do all of these things.
Set up for this summer?
Outside?
Yeah.
August 13th?
Yeah.
Combine?
Yeah.
96-20th? So the guys that are on this is like letting the cat out of the bag, but I'm pretty sure that we're doing the Bronx Pinstripes outing on August 13th, which is the 20th anniversary celebration at Yankee Stadium with the 96 team. Which I think would be amazing. It would be awesome.
It'd be the best.
What else we got?
Well, we were going to talk about Tanaka and what we thought of him.
Okay.
Hanging a lot of sliders.
Well, that's what you thought. I think he was just working on stuff. I think his velocity seemed good. His changeup looked good. His splitter looked good.
So there's no radar gun at spring training.
I'm just going off feeling.
I couldn't tell how fast he was throwing, but it sounded good.
It sounded good.
If I had to guess by the sound, it was 94 miles an hour.
I don't think it was. I think, no. His last outing, he was getting up to 92.
I know, yeah. He's probably low 90s.
Yeah.
But we talked about it last week, and the fact that his elbow feels good. He said his elbow
feels great. Feels the best it's been in years. 2014... return.
What are the odds that he actually makes a full season of starts? No DL time. No missed starts. 30 starts this year.
I mean, if I'm giving you like a 1 out of 10 type...
Percentage-wise,
I don't know. I mean, 70%?
Yeah.
I give it a 30% chance of him going on the DL.
At least once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say... I feel like the next to go is to 50%.
Is he... But how much... He needs to be healthy at the end of the season.
So everything he's saying is right.
Look, how much of a really...
Well, everything he's saying is right. And the fact that the injuries that put him on last year were not related to any of the injuries that we were worried about, I think is telling. But they're all from here down. You know what I mean? Like, everything is in the same arm.
Forearm.
In the same area. And they're all connected through each other. And they're all related.
Forearm.
So, yeah. And the forearm has a lot to do with what happens in the elbow.
So we were thinking of t-shirt ideas for Tanaka today.
Yeah, this is good. So everybody was on Periscope, and we don't even know if we're recording audio anymore. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Completely busting my balls in the middle of that. And now I still have no idea if it's working or not. It says it's working, but it doesn't look like... Half of it looks like it's working, half of it's not. So we came up with some new Tanaka shirts I think are pretty good.
So they're going to be in Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll all be in Japanese.
Yeah, but in the English translation.
So you'll know it's a Tanaka shirt.
We have three ideas. The English translations, one of them will be almost an ace. The other one will be 7 strong innings. And then the last one will be keeps us in the game.
And those are our Tanaka shirts because that's what he is.
Yeah. He's a good pitcher.
Not great.
Not great. Almost an ace.
Almost.
He does keep us in games.
He's the next best thing to an ace.
So when we were in the playoffs last year, when we were in the playoff last year, and we knew that Tanaka was going to be the guy throwing, what did we say? We both, I think, had the same opinion of what was going to happen.
Yeah, just hopefully in the sixth or seventh inning, we're not down by a billion.
But that what we expected him to keep us in the game.
And he did.
We expected him to let up 2 to 3 runs.
The offense was just...
It was all contingent.
The worst ever.
But that's his deal. Like, we know that he's going to give 7 strong innings. We're going to be in the game. He's going to probably let up 2 or 3 runs. And he's almost an ace.
But with Tanaka, I just think
Rich just said you need to get me another beer.
Why don't you get yourself...
No, he said it's time for you to get a beer and get me one too.
I'm one ahead of you. Go get yourself a beer. Get me one too.
No, you're not on camera. It's perfect.
I'm on camera right now.
You're not though.
Why don't you fix it?
It's fixed. I'm just messing around with you.
Alright. What do you want? Amstel or Sam?
See this? Amstel. Thank you.
Screw you. Keep talking.
I'm looking into the camera. It's like I'm smiling into the camera, but I'm not. I'm looking at the monitor. So yes, he's an expensive ace, but that's the thing. I had a shirt queued up.
Yeah.
And it was dominate. Thanks, Rich. Or it was, if you're on camera, I was fucking with you.
No, I know, but this is on low battery mode.
They said give me a sandwich while you're in.
It's still working, right?
Yeah.
Is this working?
Is what working?
The charger?
I don't know, is it? Is it the one we got? The Yankees gave away a free charger today. And we're trying to use it, and they gave us some bullshit stuff.
Alright.
I think the Periscope's gonna cut out. Because my phone's gonna die.
Is this a sick joke? Alright, so we agree that Tanaka looked good.
Yeah.
He dominated for half a game. Yeah, it's... I wouldn't even say that, because he doesn't dominate through half a game. He's kind of the same guy the entire time, right?
No, he'll have, like, the third inning where he'll give up 2 runs.
Yeah, but it's not consistent. It's not like the other guys that we know will give up runs in a certain inning.
Like Evaldi?
No, Evaldi doesn't give up runs. He goes five innings,
then
gets the win. He goes 5 innings, gives the ball to the relief pitcher, he gets the win.
He goes home. I feel like every time Evaldi pitched last year, he scored nine runs.
He goes home at 7:38.
One thing you and I talked about today was how good starters have it in spring training. They left in the 5th inning.
Yeah.
Gone home, 5th inning, gone.
Everyday players.
Yeah, everyday players were gone by the 5th or 6th inning. They were no longer in the dugout today.
Right. The dugout was packed in the very beginning of it. We got El Duque. We had all the minor league guys there. Besides the refs, I don't know where Ref Snyder and Mateo were. They were not there.
Not there.
And that was annoying to me. I wanted to see Ref Snyder.
Yeah, because Torres and the other guy, what's his name? Begins with an R. Played.
Rumbelow?
No.
You're talking about the
infielder.
Diaz played.
Yeah, and then one other guy. Whatever. They played. But Ref Snyder didn't play.
Cosmo played. He played outfield.
Okay, yeah. But there was a chance for Ref Snyder to play today, and he didn't.
Well, he played yesterday in Sarasota, I know. And had a good game. And Castro played, and... Yeah, I don't know.
You got super excited about Castro today.
I did get... I'm becoming a fanboy of Castro. I think... More and more I see him, and just the way I feel like he is rejuvenated in a sense where he felt like people were... I think he feels wronged by the Cubs. Because he was the
chip
guy...
on his shoulder.
Yeah, he was the guy for a long time. Like, he was their number one prospect. And then all of a sudden they were so bad for so long, they got all of these prospects, and they started climbing over him or getting more hype than him, and he was almost a forgotten guy there. Yeah, he was still 24, 23, 25 years old. And now he's coming over to the New York Yankees as that same player that we think he is,
And I really believe that we're going to see the best out of Castro. I think we haven't seen the best yet. And I'm talking about a three-time All-Star who's 25 years old, who hit 360 in the second half of last year and was the best hitter in the National League.
This was all spawned from him turning a double play.
It was.
He turned a double play, and Scott looks at me and goes, Castro's going to be fucking awesome. Like, all right, man. It's just a double play. Like, it's pretty routine.
But the way he did it, just there's a certain way when you see a ball player turn it and just with that cool ease, man. And when he did that with that little ease, it was beautiful. And seeing, that was the other thing that got me excited, was watching CC Castro and Didi turn the double play together. It was just like, I love seeing double plays turn, first of all, and seeing those two guys who probably are going to be there for a long time and building that
it's
chemistry.
It's just nice to have an infield awesome. That's not makeshift.
Right.
It's a legit.
It's not plug and play.
It's a legit infield.
Yeah.
Even with Headley, who I hate, but it's a legit infield.
Think about these guys. Think about like 6 years ago, what we were saying about Castro and Didi. Right? They were the two. They were probably the
6 years ago.
6 years ago when they were prospects. These guys were probably two of the top five shortstop prospects in the game. Yeah, Didi was. No, Didi, I think, stock went down. Didi, when he first came up, when he first was on the rise, he was one of like the young
Six
stud.
Years ago, Stephen Drew was in Arizona blocking Didi.
But it was Didi and Simmons who both came from the same country, were coming up together. They were like, Didi was a very high prospect.
Dutch.
We tried to get him. Curacao. It's a Dutch.
He's Sir Didi.
It's a Dutch Sir Didi. Yeah.
What was your point?
I don't remember, but it's just exciting to see the two of them turn a double play and like watching the chemistry build.
They're each 26 years old.
Yeah,
that's and awesome. That's, we haven't had that young of a middle infield in it forever.
Right.
So it's awesome.
It is awesome.
Last thing that I think we should mention is the fact that you saw John Sterling.
I did see John Sterling. It was, so we were getting ready to, we were actually just about to record intro.
We were in front of Steinbrenner Field, in front of the statue, doing mic tests.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do the intro, and Scott, all of a sudden I hear him go, Mr. Sterling! Mr. Sterling! And I'm looking, I'm like, the hell are you doing? He's like, dude, that was John Sterling. I'm like, no, it wasn't. That guy, that's an old, frail man. That was not John Sterling. But it was John Sterling.
It was John Sterling. I saw him probably 3 seconds too late because he was walking down a sidewalk like towards us, and he had just made a turn like towards the field, towards the stadium, and I know he heard. Well, who knows if he heard?
He heard you.
Pretty sure he heard me, and just ignored it. Which
actually a good question because I don't think he can hear Susan.
That's the other thing. So that was kind of my like as I was saying, I was like maybe he couldn't hear me, but either way. I said it like I my instincts just turned over and I like ran towards Sterling. And Mr. Sterling came out.
All I saw was the back of him and he did not look like John Sterling. He was so skinny, I could not believe how skinny he was. But I watched him walk up the alleyway into the stadium. He was absolutely 100% John Sterling.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.